people don't typically care about brands.
I have that fear that people just think I'm like pushing it down their throats. I'm done. You won't hear from me again.
Yeah.
I just don't really understand that, because it's like, how else do you think I'm able to keep posting on this page? It's time to get loud. Welcome back to Loud Talk with Lavia, a podcast where we break down the walls of beauty standards one flaw at a time. Hi, Brooke. Thank you so much for coming on Loud Talk.
Thanks for having me.
I can't believe we're sitting here, because like we've already talked about this, but how just crazy that things all happen kind of for a reason. So just to give a bit of background to the listeners. So you are the founder of Gel Co., a acne safe makeup brand, and your video absolutely just blew up on TikTok within these past few weeks. And that's how I saw it. I came across your brand, I placed an order, and then we connected, messaged back and forth. I asked you to come on the pod, and you were like, oh, I'll actually be in your city. So we were like, perfect, we'll film it in person. So you're like my first official like guest on the podcast in person, which is so cool. I'm so excited about this. Yeah, we've just yeah, of course. I'm excited to talk to you all things like business, acne, like all the stuff. And we've been spending like the last like hour and a half getting to know each other. So I'm really excited to get into this. So first off, let's go like a little bit into your background and what kind of brought you to like where you are today with the brand. Did you always know like growing up that you wanted to like go down the entrepreneurial path?
Definitely didn't know I wanted to always go down the entrepreneurial path, but okay. I definitely wanted to have my own makeup line. I wanted to create my own makeup just because I loved it so much. But no, it was never like a goal for me to be like CEO, boss woman type thing. Like that wasn't right. The plan at mm-hmm. all. Yeah, no.
Okay. So like what got you like into makeup? Like, were you always into makeup like as a kid too?
It was YouTube.
Okay.
Like
that was same for me.
I like fell in love with YouTube mm-hmm. and that's all I did is I watched like when the beauty community was huge. That was like my favorite thing
obsession.
To do.
Yeah, same.
Binge watch YouTube videos
yeah.
and then try to follow my own makeup tutorials.
Right.
And yeah.
No, that was such a time. Like I don't think anyone like now, like growing up on TikTok, will understand
the era
and the obsession. Like the way I was showing up to school in like full beat glam.
Yes.
Where was I going? But it was such a vibe. And you mentioned that you also did YouTube.
Yeah.
At the time too.
Yeah, that was like my favorite hobby, I guess. When I was in high school, I started a YouTube channel and I would just film makeup tutorials and play around with makeup and yeah.
It was like such an outlet. Like I know for me as well, like that's how I started. Yeah. My brother actually made my channel for me because he would see me watching all these YouTube videos and then I'd like make a video on the photo booth, but like it would go nowhere. I'd just like sit there doing like my makeup and then he's like, you should just post on YouTube too. And I was like, I can never. And then he just made me an account and like the rest is history.
So nice.
But I don't know, there was just something about like making a YouTube video and like doing your makeup.
It was fun. I also really like the video editing part of it.
Yes.
All.
Yeah.
I was just sitting in bed for hours like playing around
yeah.
with the edits and stuff like that. Yeah.
So like how long did you do YouTube for? Like you don't post now, do you?
No, I stopped posting like probably halfway through university.
Okay.
I just kind of stopped, but that was a while though.
Mm-hmm.
Like I started making videos when I was 16.
Okay.
So yeah, I don't know what the math is there.
Yeah, no, I really thought I started at 14. So it's just like, I don't know. I think it also really, I always say like, I almost grew up not only watching YouTube and all that, but also just like presenting to a camera and like, it I think it really does develop you as like a kid and like, I don't know about you, but did you have people that like said something at school about your videos or?
No, I'm actually kind of shocked by that. Like, because people did know that I posted videos
mm-hmm.
and I would hear them kind of making fun of posting YouTube videos in general, but no one ever direct, maybe they said it behind my back, but nobody ever said it directly to my face, like anything.
Interesting. Yeah. I don't think I had like, I mean, when I was in high school, I only had, like, 2,000 subscribers, but people definitely knew. I think the worst thing was, like, I walked to my math class one day, and, like, my video was playing because the math teacher, like, put it on the projection. I was
insane.
Traumatized. Yeah, that was a little, like imagine just walking and, like, seeing your face. Like, And like people are just like, oh, like you have YouTube. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so
Yeah, that's
embarrassing.
super stressful.
But I don't think I got like that much hate. People always ask me like, oh, like, you know, you got this views or this. And I'm like, because my channel was super small at the time. So I'm like trying not to let the haters hate. Because I think it's always like people will make fun of it until it's like legit.
Yeah, definitely. I did get weird comments on my YouTube.
Oh, on your videos.
Yeah, like
Okay.
on my actual videos, people would make, but they were just obvious troll comments. Like they'd be like, you have like bitchy eyebrows or something. And I'm like,
What does that even like, what does that even mean?
Yeah, so
I think that,
weird
yeah.
comments more so than
But
anything.
I think that does kind of like either way, like kind of create like more tough, like thick skin, like for especially when
Yeah.
you're growing up like at that age, like it could either like make or break you, because like you obviously saw the comments like straight up being like troll comments, but like
Yeah.
because people always ask me, how do you like handle the comments? And I'm like, you always just have to realize like they're just hating to hate, like you can't take any of it personally.
Yeah, it's almost just like fun for them. They're like, what's the weirdest
And they almost
kind
want you
of
to
thing?
respond, like that's the whole, they want to
Yeah,
like get at you.
some kind of a reaction or something. Yeah.
Okay, so you did YouTube till you were like, you said like in high school,
Yeah.
or sorry, like in
Like
university. Yeah.
early through
Okay.
university.
And then what made you like want to stop? That you just like kind of lost like passion for it, or
Yeah, like I kind of mentioned when we were talking earlier, but I started to get acne when I was in school, and then it just wasn't really fun for me anymore because I was like just putting it on to cover up my acne,
Right.
and it just felt like a chore. And I just kind of, it just was, yeah, because it was originally a fun thing for me to do. It was like
Yeah.
a hobby, film videos, play with makeup, and it just didn't feel fun anymore. So I was like, and also the beauty community was kind of dying too, so like
True. All the
the
drama, everything like
inspiration,
blew up.
yeah, the inspiration was kind of dead too, and I'm like, oh, this is just not it anymore. Yeah.
Not enough people talk about like that love-hate relationship with makeup when you struggle with acne, because
Yeah.
I had the same experience where it felt like such a chore, and I felt like, because I love doing like super bold eye looks and like the cut crease and like the fake lashes, all of that. So when I started getting acne, I felt like, okay, for me to do those fun makeup looks, I have to sit here and like cake on a like heavy foundation to like conceal that. But I think honestly, like for me, the timeline was a little bit different, but I started like falling back in love with makeup actually during COVID, because I wasn't going anywhere. So I'm like, well, I don't need to like put on the foundation. So I would just like play with
Right.
makeup without like doing the rest of it. And then I was like, oh wait, I actually kind of like this like lighter coverage look where I can still see my skin. Like obviously, like I'm still bothered by the fact that I have acne, but like it was just letting me kind of accept my skin more with a full face of makeup on. So that was like
Yeah.
an interesting, and then I just started like posting about that, and I think like that gained a lot of traction because people weren't used to seeing like a full glam look with like little to like no coverage.
That was like your, I remember seeing one of your
Oh
videos.
really?
Yeah, and that was one of the first times I had seen somebody do kind of like a full glam look, but without foundation. And I
That's
remember
crazy.
thinking like, that looks so good.
That's
And
crazy. Like it's crazy how life works that way, you know, like you just like I truly think like you're meant to meet certain people, like
yes, for
we
sure.
like we're supposed to like cross paths for sure, but that's crazy that you like mentioned that you saw that, like those types of videos from me. But yeah, I was posting it because like it was, well, it was helping me, and the fact that it was helping others as well was also helping myself, because I'm like, okay, like if people can look at this and be like, that's awesome, then like I should think that about like myself too. So it was like a win-win situation. But yeah, like people don't talk about, and not only that with the makeup, but also like when you have acne, removing the makeup I think creates like even more of a hate for it, because it's like you have to go through that process of like taking it off and like looking at your like real skin in the mirror after, and it's just not a fun process.
No, that's actually such an important point that I feel like nobody talks about at all. But the like I felt like I had an identity crisis when I had acne because like I didn't even recognize myself in the
That
mirror.
literally that I nobody talks about that, because it's literally you feel, and then you look at like past photos of yourself and you don't recognize yourself, and it's so weird. It's this weird like, yeah, you like literally don't know who you're looking at in the
I
mirror.
only recognized myself with makeup on,
yeah
and then when I would take it off, it would like scare me
yeah
and it would upset me so much. I like didn't even want to look. I would just like only want to look at myself with
Right.
makeup. Yeah.
So what age did you start getting acne at?
Like right before university, like the year before university. So I would have been like 18 or
Okay.
17 or something like
That's
that.
interesting. I also got like cystic acne at that point. Like I had acne like in my teen years always,
Yeah.
but not like super cystic. But then when I turned like 18, so yeah, like my first year of university, I got like really bad cystic acne like all
Yeah.
down here, and I was like, what the hell?
Which makes a lot of sense because it's like such a transition period of your life. So
Right.
much
But
is
we don't think about
changing.
that. And it's like almost
Yeah.
like it's not talked about because you just think, and anyone I would talk to, they'd be like, oh, like you'll grow out of it. Like
Yeah,
once
acne.
you're, yeah, like once you're done being a teenager, it'll just go away and not, it, we're supposed to think that's not normal to be like breaking out
As an
as
adult.
an adult, but you're so right that it is a big like transition
Yeah.
period.
Yeah, and I think adult acne is becoming a lot more
Talked
common.
about, yeah.
Yeah. So
Well,
I don't know
especially
if
in women, like people,
really.
yeah. Well, because like so many women, like even like after like giving birth, they're like hormones like change so much that
Yeah.
you get acne all of a sudden, right? So it's like it should be talked about because it like happens to so many people, but it's like so looked down upon
It's
that,
like 80% of people
yeah,
experience
at
acne
some
at some
point, or
point.
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think in Western, like I've looked into this too, like Western civilizations, like acne is a lot more common just because of like the food here and like the
The
like invite, yeah.
lifestyle's more stressful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a big thing. And I know like just having acne in itself, like you can feel so judged. Like I know for me, when I used to work like my 9-to-5 in like a very professional setting, I felt that people wouldn't take me as seriously if I like when I had acne, or like if I didn't show up with like a full face of makeup on, because they would see me as like super young.
Yeah,
I know
it's like
I,
a youthful trait.
yeah,
Yeah.
I know I even talked to like my boyfriend about this. Like he doesn't have acne anymore, but when he did, I think he was like 23 or something like that. And he always said that people thought he was like a teenager. And he's like, I'm out here trying to get like jobs and everyone thinks I'm so young. So
I have such a baby face. I feel like that has always been a thing for me. But the acne definitely is another element. It just makes you look even more youthful. If
yeah.
you have like more oily skin,
Yeah.
you have more breakouts. It's just, yeah, you look younger.
But I did hear that people who tend to have acne actually look more youthful like when we're a lot older, just because
Older.
of like the oil. Yeah, so you'll just be looking, well, and because of like all the treatment products and stuff that we use too, like
Yeah, you're just using more
more
skincare in
skincare, and then you're
general.
also like more diligent about like sunscreen and protection and all that. So I
Yeah.
think just like all in all, you're just taking better care of your skin. But okay, so you started breaking out like at the start of university, you said, and at that point where you were already kind of thinking of like plans to potentially start your own brand.
Yeah, I was always wanting to start my own makeup line, and it was kind of in the back of my head, like whenever I was in class. If someone said something that was kind of a good tip or something
Right.
in relation to business, I would kind of jot it
Yeah,
down.
make sure you take note there.
But I was never super serious about it. It was just kind of always in the back of my head. Yeah, at that point, for sure.
And then you graduate, and then you're like, let's just do this.
I feel like I had a classic year after graduation of like, what do I do? And I was applying to a bunch of jobs, and it's really hard when you first graduate to get a job when you don't have experience.
I think most people just assume like you graduate and you just like get out there,
Yeah,
and
you
it's like,
just
no.
instantly, yeah, not the case. So I remember applying a lot, and then I wasn't hearing back a ton, and it kind of made me question if it was even what I wanted to do. And I just started kind of thinking like, what else would I maybe want to do instead? And then that kind of was always in the back of my mind. So when COVID hit and I had a lot more time, I started working on it at that point. Yeah.
Very cool, very cool. And okay, so how'd you like, you knew you wanted to do like makeup, so obviously what do you think the fact that you started developing acne then kind of influenced you to make an acne safe brand? Because you did mention like you were looking at like your ingredients, more on your products, and just like deep diving on that, and obviously like seeing how they affected your skin. So obviously that came into play like with your makeup brand. So how did that kind of all come together?
Yeah, that was during COVID. I had so much more time and I started just researching like crazy because I just felt let down like time and
Right.
time again with so many doctors and stuff. So I was like, you know what? I have the time. I'm gonna do the research myself and try to figure out what's going on, like what's going on with my skin, what products I should be using. And After I did all that research, I realized that a lot of products are not suitable for acne-prone
Right.
skin. And that was super shocking to me. I couldn't believe that. And then, in combination with kind of finishing school and everything, I didn't know what I wanted to do, but that was always in the back of my head that I kind of wanted to start a makeup line. Everything was sort of clicking. It just like made sense.
That makes sense for sure. And then how'd you come up with the name?
The name. So basically, I was looking at the brand values. And so the thing with Gelco is I wanted it to always be like a very transparent company. And I also wanted it to kind of be about embracing your natural features
I
in your
love that so
skin.
much.
So I thought the jellyfish is perfect because it just goes with the flow, like it never resists anything, and they're also super beautiful. And then also obviously the formula, I want it to be a gel
Right.
because it's good for your skin. So I was like, that's
I
perfect.
love like the double meaning there and the whole embracing like because I think that's the whole point of makeup, right? And that's why so many of us love it. Like it's just so fun, such a nice outlet, and like you really can accentuate your features to like make yourself feel like the most confident, beautiful version of yourself. But it's when it gets like too far where you're kind of resenting like how you look without it. So I think like, and as we already mentioned, like with the videos I used to do where I would only focus on the accentuating my features and not the covering part. I think that plays into like all of it. So I love that that's like the core value of your brand. And you started it like all on your own. So obviously, like, did you kind of have a route like you want to take? Did you have like family members or people that like were in the entrepreneurial space, or was it all like blank canvas, like in the dark figuring out like what you're
No.
gonna do?
Nobody in my family has started their own business or anything. It was just kind of like bootlegging it from the beginning, just kind of taking it one step at a time, like one Google search at a time, like
Right.
to learn as much as possible and just reach out to as many people as possible for info.
Right. And then you started it 3 years ago, right? And how was like the starting days of it? Like looking back now, like 3 years later, was it what you expected? Are there things that you like wish you would have known, that you can like tell someone maybe who's like thinking about starting a brand?
I wish I knew how hard it was going to be. Because people always say starting a business is hard. But for some reason, I think just because I was so passionate about the idea, I kind of like went in one ear and out the other. I was like, yeah, it's hard. Like, I've done hard things. Like,
I hear
it's
this so
okay.
much, even for myself. Like, when I started my brand, I think it's not only passion, but I think it's a little bit of like just a bit of being naive too, of being like, well, I don't know. Like, and also just like thinking the product's so good because obviously like, you put your heart and soul into it that you're like, obviously people are just gonna like love it. And you don't really think about like why would ever not work, let's say.
But also back then, I was like, it's gonna be like a year of hard work. It's not gonna
Right.
be, I didn't realize how long it was gonna take,
Right.
how much hard work it would be for such an extended period of time, which is ignorant. It's like, even if it took a year and it took off, it would still be hard work
Right.
forever.
Yeah, literally. Okay, so you launched and like what was like first of all like what was kind of the response from like your friends and family? Like were they like all supportive of you starting a business? Were some of them like doubtful of it?
Like supportive, I guess. They were kind of like, okay, yeah, we could see you doing that. It kind of makes sense. But also, never directly, but always kind of there was a vibe that it was like, like, I don't know if you should do that, or like little comments about it
Right.
that was made it clear that they weren't really taking it seriously that I was doing it. I think they thought like it's not
Like
gonna
your little
last.
business.
Like it's not gonna last. It's like a cool idea that she has and she'll be over it.
Yeah. Just like ride it out type thing. Yeah. I remember all the time getting comments, especially from like family or friends of family and stuff like that, ask me like how my little videos were doing and
The
like
little of it all is
I'm
just
like, why do you have to add
crazy.
that word in? But it was such a flip because like now because it's my full-time job, like people actually take it so seriously. Whereas like it's the exact same people that were calling it my little like thing, my little videos that I'd film in my room to like now who are like, oh my gosh, like how did you grow this? And I'm like, through my little videos. That's how I grew it. But I think it's the same with a brand, like even like when we launched 9 to 5. It was a lot of either people who were doubtful. I think a lot of people too, like they see the huge success stories, but they just don't think that it's like real people behind them type of thing. Or on the other hand, they do think it's like gonna be super easy and they don't actually know like how much goes into it and all of that.
It makes sense because it's like, what is so hard about it? You know, because people are doing these insanely difficult physical labor
Right.
jobs. So it's like, what is so hard? Sending an email, like, it's hard to wrap your brain around how it could be difficult.
Definitely,
Yeah.
definitely. And I think like people hear these success stories of brands, and I don't know if you've probably experienced this in the 3 years you've been doing this, but like just in the last year of us running 9 to 5, just the comparison, like the constant comparison to like other brands or being like, well, this brand blew up or this brand's doing this, and it's like, yeah, well, they've either been around for longer, they have investors behind them, or they're just doing their own thing, you know, like it's a different thing. So I don't know, have you ever had like any of that comparison?
Yeah, I feel like the unsolicited advice is crazy. Like,
Oh
everyone,
my gosh, we could go on.
yeah,
I
and
think
it's like
for
feedback is obviously helpful and advice is helpful and stuff like that. But to a point, the unsolicited advice sometimes feels a little much. And it is crazy the confidence that people have when they don't have a background in that thing.
That's the
It's
difference, I
like,
think. 'Cause like I'm
yeah.
always happy to take advice from, you know, even just talking to you, like we've done very different things in our business. Like I'm would be like, hey, Rook, like what do you think about that? Like that's so
Yeah.
different than someone who's never like done anything of that sort. And when it's not asked about either, when you're not like seeking the advice,
Yeah.
what's like, if you can remember, like what's some of the worst unsolicited advice you've gotten in terms of your business?
I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but
My thing, yeah, I think for me it was just like just being compared to like these like huge conglomerates. It's like, well, they're in a little bit of a different situation than us. But
Yeah.
you founded the whole thing, you bootstrapped the whole thing
Yes.
yourself. Okay, cool. And so you obviously like, let's talk about the TikTok and everything that just blew up for you the past few weeks, because you said you were kind of at your breaking point. So to put into context, well, I guess you can kind of explain kind of the journey of like even making that TikTok and all of that.
So I was posting on TikTok because I didn't have an ad budget. All of my money went into the development of the product, which wasn't the plan, obviously. Like, that's some of the comments that I've gotten is like, well, that was just a horrible decision in the first place. I'm like, but that was never the
Not the,
plan. Like,
yeah.
yeah. But yeah, so I didn't have an ad budget. So I was posting on TikTok, but it's really hard as a brand. Like, people don't typically care about brands, generally speaking, on social.
It's so different. I know for me, I've noticed such a huge difference. I feel like I know social media really well,
Yeah.
but making content like as a personal person, like I can get the views, I can get the engagement. But then as soon as I post like even a similar type video on the brand, I feel like I sort of, once people see that it's like the brand
Yes.
name there, like they're just like so
It's
tuned
like
out.
when you post on your personal book, it's like a promoted post. That's
Yeah.
what it feels
It
like to
does,
them.
yeah, because you're
Yeah.
also like, you're the owner. You're obviously gonna like shout out this product and be enthusiastic about it, but people
Yeah.
just see so much bias there that they're like over it. So you were posting on TikTok, kind of just the journey that led you to like making that video and being like
Oh, yeah.
super transparent about everything.
Yeah, so I was posting on TikTok on the brand page and
Yeah.
I wasn't getting any traction at all. I was posting about the product and what made it different and all the things, and it just wasn't taking off. And then I just kind of started really liking TikTok. I thought it was fun. I liked the skincare community, and I had so much knowledge at that point that I was like, I should make videos
Yeah, for sure.
and share what I've learned. So I started posting on like a personal page. And I did that for, I don't even know, like months. It was just like super slow, slow growth, slow building. But it was like so fulfilling to me doing that, just getting to talk to people who have had such similar experiences as me. And I did post about the brand a couple of times, and the feedback was not good.
Really,
It was like, you just want to sell us stuff, like, you don't care
it's
about us.
always that, it's
Yeah.
always that, like you're trying to sell, and it's like I think like again, like we kind of meant like talked about this a bit earlier, but it's just how people, it's so like hit or miss when you like announce something or share something, and it's like it's really how people decide to look at it. Like they could look at it as like, oh, you're just trying to sell something, or it can be like, oh, Brooke's trying to like share something that she's created because like her passion for skin, and she wanted to take that a step further. and develop. And I think some people either look at brands as just like these like money makers, or they actually look at the brand for the brand, the value they actually add to
Purpose
society.
that they have. Yeah, for sure.
That's wow. And I like I'm not I don't even know why I'm surprised that you got comments like that, because like I get comments like that all the time, like telling me like, oh, I'm just trying to make more money out of this brand. And I'm like, if that was like actually the case, like
I would have quit years
yeah,
ago.
well, I would not be making this little advertisement video for the brand then. But
Completely.
it's yeah, like what like so it was a lot of those comments of just like people saying they're
Yeah,
kind
that
of
was
just trying to
pretty
push
much
it.
exclusively the comments that I got on those videos was like, oh, okay, so basically we're going to discredit everything that you've posted on this page because you're
Just because
clearly
you're trying
just.
to sell something.
And to be transparent, it is the reason why I started the page was because I started liking TikTok and getting into the
Yeah.
skincare community from having
Your
the
other
Delco
page,
page.
yeah.
But that wasn't my intentions, like with the
Yeah.
page was let me just sell
Well,
skincare.
and even like as an influencer, like when I post an ad, people will be like, well, how are we supposed to believe this because it's an ad? Or like, now nah, I'm not gonna like trust you anymore because you post ads. And it's like at the end of the day, like, yes, I'm a creator and like I'm so grateful for everyone who watches me. But at the same time, like if you support me as a viewer, you also need to support my ads, because you don't need to like go buy the product by no means. Like you don't even need to comment on the video, but like don't comment hate on it, because like I just don't really understand that, because it's like how else do you think I'm able to keep posting on this page at the rate that like you guys want me to if it's not my full-time job? And for it to be my full-time job, I need to be taking sponsorships every now and then, right?
Yeah, and also I think people don't realize how many things you turned down. Like, I'm sure you get so many
Yeah, not
emails. Like, I
everything's.
get emails and I have a super tiny account.
Yeah, not like not everything is a fit. Not everything like will make sense for me to be talking about. Not every product I'm gonna love, right? So, and there's like obviously like seasons where I'm posting more ads and seasons not. But even like yeah, with the personal brand, like I don't know why. Like I don't know if you feel this way, but it's almost like I feel like I shouldn't be sharing my personal brand. Like I feel like because probably of those comments like that, I have that fear that people just think I'm like pushing it down their throats when I'm just like trying to share. Obviously, like in a way, it's a promotion, of course. No brand can work without it having like consistent sales, or else like it's not gonna survive. But I think at the end of the day, like people forget the purpose behind it and why you're doing it in the first place.
I think it's because there are so many brands that are ingenuine, where they, because every brand has, as a marketing thing, they have like their own purpose. They have their mission, their vision,
Yeah.
like all of those things they develop to create this fake brand persona. So really every brand has a purpose, but a lot of them are just for the sake of marketing.
Right.
So I think people as consumers are so used to that that they just assume automatically that it's like, oh, this is just a marketing tactic and it's not your actual story.
Right,
It's not your
right.
actual
It's like a
passion.
yeah. It's like a front. For sure, that totally could be it. And also I think TikTok has really made it or just social media in general for like founders to come on and like be and small businesses to like actually be out here and shown, because like before that it was kind of hard to like start up your own thing unless you did have the advertising budget, which is I don't know, it's just so hard to pay for
That's
conventional
even
media, you know. So
the thing.
I just like don't really think people are used to like the actual founders or like seeing a face to the brand of like someone behind it. 'Cause usually it's like a team of people or like a rep or something, you know, that's coming to the front of it. So I just don't think people are used to seeing that. And if anything, yeah, people kind of just assume the worst, which is sad. Like obviously some people maybe are posting with those intentions, but I think if people like I don't know, I think everyone just has to have a little bit of more positivity towards like people in general.
Yeah, just to not think the worst
Yeah.
immediately. Yeah, I think that's definitely true.
So did that kind of like discourage you from sharing your brand more on your personal page?
Yeah, after that, like I tried a couple of times and then it was just, yeah,
Because that's the same thing that I
100% negative.
literally, I was sharing it and I was getting just such negative comments that, and we've
It's
mentioned
like
that
message received,
it's
okay?
like,
Like I'm
I'm done.
done.
You won't hear from me.
Yeah.
And we've talked about this too, when it's like someone can like call me like the ugliest person alive, I don't care. But say like that you hate my brand, and I'm like
It actually
it
hurts.
hurts, yeah. Or I don't even think like hate like my brand necessarily, but telling me like to not talk about it or like that you don't want to hear about it, I think that almost hurts more, because I was so excited to share it that I thought people would share that same excitement with me.
Enthusiasm.
And when people are so unenthusiastic about it, it does kind of, you're just like, okay, like you said, message received. And I even told my business partner at the time, I'm like, I know we like kind of assumed that I would be doing a lot of the promos with my like following and stuff. But at that point, I told him, like, at least for a few months, I don't want to post anything 9 to 5 related on my personal accounts because I think it's hurting my personal brand.
It's scary. Yeah, it's scary too because it's like you don't want everyone, because you're that is your living too, to a degree. So it's like you don't want everyone to just write you off completely and be like,
Yep.
oh no, we're done with her, we don't like her.
That's what I
Yeah,
mean. So
that's
I was like, okay, I
scary.
guess I'm not doing that on my personal. Like, I'm not gonna share. Like, if I'm using it in like a get ready with me and I'm just like using it, but I'm not gonna mention it explicitly, I'm not gonna push people to the site, I'm not gonna do any of that.
Yeah, I feel like the best way to explain it to people if you've never had a business is it's like imagine anything you're super passionate about and you want to tell your close friends, and every time you go to tell them, they're clearly not interested. Like they're just
Right.
like
Don't wanna
not
hear
showing
it.
any
Yeah.
interest. It's sad. It's
Or they
like,
like call it lame or like something, and then it's like,
yeah, or they
oh,
say
I thought that's
something.
cool.
Yeah, or they make a comment like
Yeah.
that, and then it's just like you're obviously never
Puts
gonna
you
want to
down.
talk about it
No,
again.
yeah, and that's the same thing. So it's like that really turned me away. So it's great to hear like from someone else kind of like who understands that feeling, 'cause I feel like I felt so alone with that in terms of like that just feeling of like almost.
I did too. I didn't think anyone else was having that.
Yeah, it's so
Don't know
weird to
if other
feel.
brands are like screening their comments or something, but I feel like I never saw people being like,
Probably.
don't talk about your brand, because there are other
Creators,
founders
yeah.
who have TikTok pages and I
Yeah.
feel like they're pretty positive.
Yeah,
See?
maybe at least we found each other. But yeah, no, it's super interesting. And I was like, oh, okay. So glad that this thing I've been working on for a year and a half, you guys don't even want to hear like more
Nothing.
about it. Because I was just like teasing it, you know, and people were just so like, like another one starting a brand. And I'm like, oh. Nice. We're not into this, but so that really turned me off from posting anything. But recently, honestly, like I've been posting it more because it's like, you know what, this is something I'm working on. The people that like do actually love my content will hopefully see
Yeah,
the
and like
release of
going back to
that.
that analogy too, it's like you shouldn't let anyone stop you from talking about the things that you're
Yeah,
passionate about. You just,
you'll just find the friends that actually do
yeah, right.
share that
The
passion
people
with
who
you,
are
right?
interested, yeah.
So, okay, you're posting about it there, and then you just kind of felt like you had to kind of give up the brand, kind of, right?
Yeah, like at that point, I launched in August and it was already into this
Last
year.
August.
Yeah, last August. So it was already into this year, and I was like, we're showing no signs of anything like this taking off at all. So I was like, I have to make a living here. Like, I'm gonna have to
Yeah, and you
get
were like, this was the only thing you were like
pretty
working
much like
on.
I was
Yeah.
doing some freelance work,
Yeah,
but
you
that
mentioned
was
that.
pretty much it. So I'm like, I'm gonna have to get a full-time job and just kind of like put this to rest. You know, it was sad. I was kind of proud of myself for even getting to that point of having the physical product and like getting to, because get to that point itself was a lot.
That was my thing too,
Yeah.
because when I was having doubts about maybe I have to shut this out, or even when we launched in September. And I was telling my business partner, I'm like, I don't know, I just feel like we're like so behind in this. Like, there's so many brands, it's so saturated. He's like, but we started. He's like, we have the product, we have the brand, like we started, you know? How many people still just have the idea in their head? Like, we're already ahead of them. And I was like, you know what? That's such a way better perspective to look at it. And
Yeah,
like,
it's such
same
an
with you being like, it's
accomplishment.
actually, yeah, we might not be like booming with sales, but like like you just said, like we got to the point where we have the tangible product, we have the brand. Like, that's still a lot to get there, you know?
Yes, it is. It's a lot. So, yeah, I was still sad about it. For
Of
sure, but I was
course.
like, it's still an accomplishment.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I'm just gonna give myself one more month. I feel like this is such a common story too with
Just like
other
right at the
brands.
breaking point
Yes.
is, yeah, when it like starts, you see, like, but it's
Yeah.
honestly like, I feel like it's if you make it past that, that's when you start to see
Right.
like the, I guess, like
I
what
mean,
you call it.
obviously, so many other people have the same story because, yeah, you
That's
probably,
the only
everyone probably
way,
gets to that point
yeah.
and then they either make
But
it or
I
they
feel like
don't.
that is how it, like, you, like, I don't know if you ever follow like the cosmetics founder story.
No, I haven't.
Hers is insane because she literally was like, we were literally so close to going bankrupt, and that's when things like just I kept pushing through. She's like, I didn't not accept no for an answer from anyone. She's like, I was working on it for like 10 years at this point. And then she sold to L'Oreal for what, $9 billion, something like that. Or sorry, $1.2 billion.
Incredible.
1.2 billion was the amount that she sold for. So it's like
It's
from going
incredible.
from like bankrupt, it's not going anywhere. She started making the products in her kitchen, which is like what we're doing at five. So I'm like, she's such an inspiration to me. And then L'Oreal bought her brand like years later, but like
That's like,
she
it's
went through hell
crazy to
and
me
back for
how,
it.
like, there's hardly any brands. They just, like, all own
I
on
know.
that giant
I
umbrella.
know, I know, I know. For
It's
me,
wild,
like
but good
I
for her. Like,
yeah, no,
that's
and she
awesome.
was like at that point, like I was, you know, I grew the brand, I did all of that. And it's like she's like at that point I was ready to like move on to something new. So she was ready to like give it up. But people just see like that end part of it where it's like, oh, it cosmetics is huge now, but they don't probably look into like everything that she went through before, you know. So I think you do have to like really hit that rock bottom, and it's like if you do pass those tests, then you get to like kind of reap some of the like benefits of like actually getting through that, which is probably exactly what
I was
you
like,
felt. Yeah.
I'm giving myself one more month. And then I'm gonna start applying for jobs. And then I did like a really deep dive and like started thinking of ideas. And I'm like, I'm just gonna start posting about it. Like, I'm gonna get over it, the fear. And if people hate it, they hate it, but I'm just gonna post. And then, yeah, I started posting a couple of videos mentioning the reality of the situation. So that's the other thing too. I was like, I'm gonna keep posting about it, but I obviously can't do what I've been doing. It's not working. So I'm like, I'm just gonna be super honest and just like literally lay it all out on the table. Like, this is my exact
Because then at that point,
situation.
it's like you had nothing more to lose. Like,
Because people always say like, share your story, share your story. But I feel like when people say that, you think that you should share this
the
like
success,
positive story. You shouldn't share a negative brand story.
yeah.
But I'm like, that is my story though. Like, it hasn't been glamorous at all. So I'm like, I will share my story. And yeah, that's what I did. And it
Well, you
was
literally came on, you're like, I put $30,000 into this brand, and I think I can just share
it gonna fail?
that.
Yeah,
Yeah. And I think
I
people were like, whoa. So that's, I think, what
know.
like really gained that traction. You were just like super honest about it. And as you said too, like you've seen more brands like being transparent about it, which like you started a whole movement in that itself. And even just talking to you, I'm like, maybe I should be more transparent and not so I'm like on my social, I'm so like I don't care about what people say about my skin or like me as a person, but I care so much about the brand. Maybe I should just like go straight through that wall and not like really just like push myself to like go through that fear. 'Cause at the end of the day, like it is my brand, it is my story. And I think when people just assume that like, oh, I'm like just an influencer, I just like it's another brand, like when I can be showing them that, hey, every Saturday I'm out here formulating, and you know, every
Every
Tuesday,
brand
Thursday
is
we're like
really
out and about
different.
doing, you know, so like I don't think people realize all the work I'm doing because I don't show it. So it's like it makes sense that people just make assumptions that I just like put my name on something and maybe I have like a team behind it, and it's like, nope.
Yeah, and I think that probably do think that because you do have such a big following. They're probably like, she has so many resources.
Yeah.
Someone probably made this for her. Like, they
That's
have
what,
no
yeah. So I
idea.
think I'm doing it just talk more about even just the process of like me making up the formulas and like just even that. So
I think another thing is that a lot of people don't realize how different each business is. It's like they think, oh, everyone just, has the same stuff. Like, you go to a manufacturer, you get all this stuff, you do this. But it's like there's so many different manufacturers with completely different types of business practice, like different kinds of teams. Like, there's so many different kinds of
Totally.
businesses that you
Yeah.
can have. Like, they look completely different behind closed doors.
Totally. And even like
Yeah.
just between our brands, like we do stuff so differently too,
Yeah.
and just took like such different paths. Like I decided to go the route like of like trying to formulate on my own. That obviously has its own like issues too, because then I'm like sitting there packaging every order, but then there's so many like supply chain issues when you like go down the other route. So it's like there's always going to be different challenges that like each founder faces with their individual brand, even if it's like in the same like cosmetic like niche. There's so many different like individual thing. So yeah, you basically went on camera, you were just like being super transparent, and then it literally just like blew up like crazy.
Yeah, I like distinctively remember sitting down to show my boyfriend the video because I'm like, is this insane to post?
But
Like,
you already
so
posted at this
no,
point.
before, right
Okay,
before I posted
okay.
it. And he watched it and he was like, yeah, I think you should post it. He's like, it's definitely not gonna go viral or anything. Like, it's like a, I'm just
No
like,
way he said that.
he word
Oh
for
my
word, he was like, it's
gosh.
definitely not like gonna go
But like,
crazy, but you could post it. I don't think it's like a bad thing to post. And then, like, of all things, that was the one thing that
that's how
went
it
viral.
always works. It's always the videos that you're like, oh, people are gonna love this, and then it gets literally no views, and you're like, oh good, people like
The
that.
amount of videos I've literally like privated that I worked so hard on because I'm like, this is just no one cares about this. Like, I thought this was such an interesting topic. It's
I
not.
literally posted like a slideshow video the other day of like our journey with like emotionally, and I was like tearing up watching the video because I'm like, we've come so far. Literally
No one
nobody
cares.
cared. I was like, oh kids.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. It really just depends. Also, like there's always like algorithm stuff that
Yeah.
sometimes you just like repost the video and it like does better the next time. But it's, yeah, I do find it's always the ones that you don't expect to do well, and then it
Yeah.
just blows up. So how did you feel when like did you notice right away that I was gaining more traction?
So this is also interesting, is that I'm usually like on my phone after I post it and I'm like super involved and like commenting and stuff like that. But I was kind of feeling overwhelmed at that point with everything. So I went to my parents for dinner that night and I put my phone, I literally never do this, put my phone in a drawer at their house because I was like, I don't even want to look at my phone, like screen-free night. And then when I got in the car and I looked at my phone, the video had already started taking off. It wasn't that crazy. I think it was like over 100,000 views, but still, like for my account,
What were you like usually getting?
if I got like, if still to this day, if I get like 10,000 before the day is over, I'm like, this is a success. Like, this is a good video. Yeah, this video has done really well. People like this stuff. But yeah, so that's when I realized I'm like, oh, this video is like doing better than usual. And I noticed I was getting sales too, which I was not expecting from that video either. At that point, I had already gotten 30 sales, which for my small business was like dramatic.
Insane,
Yeah, I don't think I had ever gotten 30 sales in a day at that
yeah,
point.
no, that is insane. That
Yeah,
is so
so
cool.
I was so excited. I was literally freaking out in the car. And then when we got home, that's when Spencer Barbosa commented on it and reposted it. And then it just like took off like crazy after that. And we like didn't sleep that night. We were replying to comments until like 3 a.m. or something, four.
And
Yeah.
then she duetted it, right? Also, I thought.
She posted a video reviewing it
Oh, she got it.
after.
Okay.
Yeah.
Super cool. And then that
Yeah.
probably like created more traction around it.
Yeah, so that, and it was crazy too because she posted the video when she got it like a week later or something. So it was like just starting to die down,
Oh,
but
and then it
it
went
like,
right back up.
yeah, ramped back up again.
So you've obviously been super busy, like ever since, just like trying to keep up with the orders and all that. Do you have any like, 'cause I know like I'm trying to put myself like where you are now and like kind of relate it to even when I've had like content go viral, not with the brand, 'cause like that hasn't happened for us yet. But so like you had this like does it ever scare you of like, okay, what now?
Yeah, I remember a couple days after the video, I was like kind of freaking out to my boyfriend. I was like, how do we have to like keep this
Go in the
momentum?
momentum,
Yeah,
yeah.
like how do we keep people interested? And because people's attention spans are so short, like mine is definitely really short. So I'm like, we gotta do something crazy next. Like, how are we gonna, keep people interested in this? Like a lot of people are commenting, I'm so invested in the in this and like the storyline. I'm like, I gotta give them something more
Something
to the
new,
story.
yeah.
Yeah, so I felt like a little bit of pressure, but in an exciting way. Like I was like, what do we do next, So yeah, but things have definitely kind of calmed down. I have now realized like it's impossible to maintain that level of momentum. So that has kind of helped me just like relax a little bit. I'm
Right.
like, that's not even possible. So
Yeah, but it's super cool, like so many new eyes on the brand and so many new people trying in and all of that, which is really cool because it's like at the end of the day, like it's something you created. I know, like literally the other day we got like a subscription, which subscriptions always like hit different for me because it's like more of a commitment
Yeah,
since like a
people.
monthly payment. And like this girl in Quebec subscribed and I got the email and I was like, oh my goodness, like I literally was so happy because obviously we've had like friends and family order and stuff, but when it's like someone
A
you
stranger.
don't know, like literally across the country, I was like so, and it was literally one order and I was so excited because I'm like, this is so freaking cool that someone's placing an order and like willing to try our brand. And then they like DM'd us like, I'm so excited about this, like can't wait to get my boyfriend on it too. And I was like, this is so
Yeah, you
insane.
like never forget those orders
No,
either.
never. And I think like that's more the reality of it. And it's like it's not this huge, like orders are just coming in constantly, like money's
No.
flowing, like it's not that at all. And it's really just like so much hustle for, and then when you do like get one or two orders here and there, it's like this is like it, you just have like that hope. But I also think it's so grounding at the same time. And although it's hard, like it's so hard, I always try and think back to even my journey on social media because like for the longest time I was felt so frustrated because I'm like I'm putting in so much work and I'm not like seeing the results. And now that I am, I'm honestly like very grateful for that upbringing because I think it taught me like the patience and the hard work and like what it does take to like build that. I think if I would have like gone viral like right off the bat, gotten a huge following, I don't think I would have appreciated it the same because it would
Yeah,
have
for
just been like
sure.
so quick. So I think with the brand too, like when I started posting on the brand, I was like almost disappointed because I'm like so used to like the views I get and stuff personally. But I was like, you know what? Like this is a new thing. I have to remember how I started on social media literally 10 years ago with no one watching. Like it's literally brand new. Same with this podcast. I'm like, it's brand new. We're taking this from the ground up. And like I just have to like really focus on like every individual view that I get. And then over time, like with the work and stuff, it'll just like build. So
Yeah, I feel like people talk so much about the overnight success stories because they are so incredible. It's like that's insane for people to get overnight success or
but
to
is it
sell
ever
overnight.
overnight success? That's my thing.
Yeah, it's a good
Because,
point.
like, some people, like, maybe there's some people who, like, saw your brand now, too, and they're like, oh, like, one of her videos went viral, and, like, boom, now she's, like, an overnight success, where really, in the background, you've put in 3 years of work into this, you know?
Yeah.
And even people, like, social media people, like Monet, you know, like, she went super viral this year, but she's actually been posting on YouTube, like, for, like,
For 8 years.
years.
Yeah, same with Tara Yummy. She was like posting for ages. And then this year she went like really crazy
Yeah,
viral.
so it's like I think a lot of people like forget to kind of like check like the you know the previous work because it's like it is a very much overnight success, but like the success itself, but the kind of road to that overnight success, I don't think was so instant for maybe there are cases, of course, that are
Yeah,
like
I definitely know a couple cases where it was like literally just
overnight,
like
yeah,
overnight,
which I'm sure
but
happened, but like I think
super rare.
super rare. And I think a lot of times people what like what people categorize as overnight, they probably just don't see
They don't have all the
the
facts.
background of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Because even like for me, people just assume, oh, I've just been on TikTok for a couple years, and I'm like, I've been making content since I was 14 years old, you
Yeah.
know? So, but like people just don't see that because like they didn't know about you then, so like why would they, right? So it's definitely very, very interesting. And I think, I don't know, I think it's also like humbling and it grows, you
It's
know,
so
grows
humbling.
you as a brand because then you're
Yeah.
like, oh, this is gonna be a lot more work than I
I feel like
thought.
no, well, there's probably more things, but it's one of the most humbling things ever
Right.
to like put such a stamp of approval on something that you've worked so hard for and like announce it to everybody and then it just be like crickets.
Yeah,
It's
that's
so
exactly
humbling.
how I felt, and I haven't been
Yeah.
able to relate to anybody on that because like I just like I literally have not been able to talk to anyone about that. So it's like so great to like connect with you on that because I'm like, okay,
Yeah.
I'm not like alone in that, and I don't, and I feel like I no longer feel bad for like feeling that way because that's like there's just
But
how
the
like
shame is gone because it's like
that's
it's
just how I felt, and I feel like now I'm like screw it, I'll just post like whatever I want to post about it because like yeah, like at the end of the day, like I put in the time and the
People
work
will
and
see like you are genuinely passionate about it the more that you're posting about it, right?
yeah, I don't know, I think it's good to like go through those times because I think it makes you appreciate like obviously it's hard like going through that and being like okay no one's like caring about this, but I think now like that you are getting like all these orders and stuff, I think it makes you appreciate, it makes you really appreciate every single order. like so much more.
Yeah, totally. Like, I can imagine that I would have been so grateful if it had happened in the beginning, but there's no way I would have been the same level as now, because it's just like,
Because then you would have thought that was like the norm. Like you would have thought, okay, like it, yeah, the second I launched, and then maybe later down the line when you launched like a new product and it didn't get like that instant success, then you would have been like, what the hell?
Yeah, like bummed out instead
Yeah.
of being grateful
Yeah.
for each order.
So what like what's kind of your goals with the brand like now, like in this next like year and after getting like more traction now and more eyes on it, like are you hoping to like what are your goals? Like I know for me, like one of my huge goals is like retail for sure.
I'm kind of scared of retail a little bit just because I've heard so many stories.
Harsh. Yeah. Yeah.
It is kind of crazy. But it is still a goal of mine. I would love like so much if it was in Sephora. That would be such a dream. But
I could see it being there.
yeah,
Give it a couple years,
that'd be
yeah.
nice. I don't know. We'll see. Right now, I just want to have more products.
Yeah.
That's like what I'm super focused on.
Especially because like now you'll have like these people like trying out the blush and like seeing it and stuff, and then they'll probably be excited to try out more
In
from you.
hindsight, I'm like, it would have made more sense to make what I'm making now first. But obviously, hindsight's always
Yeah.
2020. So yeah, I'm working on another product now, and then I hopefully will have another product in the works by the end of this year.
Amazing. That's so exciting.
I want to have like a whole set you can use together for
Yeah.
your face. Hopefully by next year.
Yeah.
That's the goal.
No, that's so amazing. I could definitely like see in a couple like few years like just full like full range. That'd be so cool.
Yeah, I don't. That's never been done before, I don't think. Like a full acne safe makeup line.
Yeah.
I haven't
That's
seen
very
it.
much like that's the whole I think a lot of products are like you know, like they have the line, then they're like, oh, these are also acne safe, but yours is like that's the center around your products. And just the fact that it's like, as you mentioned, like embracing your like natural features. Like I haven't tried the blush yet, but I placed my order. I'm super excited to try it. And just seeing it like apply on you and like the videos I've seen online, like it just looks so like natural and radiant on the skin. It really is like it doesn't even look like at least from the photos I've seen, like it doesn't even look like makeup. It just really enhances the
Yeah, it
natural
really
skin.
doesn't. And this is like maybe kind of weird to say. But whenever I would do a full face of makeup, I feel like whenever I would go into the mirror, like you know when you would go for like a night out,
Yeah.
you go close to the mirror and you're just kind of like, what the heck happened to my makeup? It's
It
like,
just like disintegrates.
it's like I don't even recognize myself right now, like what's going on. And this like gel that I made for like it's like a bronzing gel. That with the blush is like the first time where I've had a couple drinks out at a night and I've gone up to the mirror and I'm like, oh my God,
I look
like this blush looks
normal.
good. I think
I
that
feel like that
it is.
lighting too, like anywhere like out like in a bathroom,
Yeah, it's so
it's
awful.
so awful. So you look at yourself, you're like, oh
You're
my
like,
God. And then you're
what?
like, especially if you go out to like a club or something and you're like starting to sweat something, you look in the mirror, you're like,
Yes.
I'm a bastard.
But it was so interesting to me because I always thought it was like just such a daytime, like everyday thing. And it is
Holiday,
like it's,
but it lasts.
it's
Normal,
very
yeah.
natural, but it's actually like so flattering on nights out because you're like sweating and you're
And then
out.
it just adds to the glow, and it works with the glow. Yeah, no, I totally get that. And I think I sometimes say too, like I honestly think lighter, more natural makeup actually looks so much better on like textured acne prone skin than like full coverage. Like I feel like my skin looks better when even if my acne is showing and I just have like a light layer of makeup than like a full coverage product that is actually covering my acne. Like I just think it looks so much better.
I agree. Yeah, I agree. I feel like I've never found products that don't get like cakey
Yeah.
on because it's so hard because breakouts are obviously like oily, but they're also like dry and there's
Yeah.
texture. It's like
I always
it's
have
so
people ask
hard.
me like how do you not have your makeup like completely disintegrate off a pimple? Because I swear like anywhere you have the pimple, that's where the makeup just like completely like dissolves off of it and breaks up. So no, I'm so excited to try it out. And I do want to ask you because I feel like for me, it took me a while to like start loving blush and now I actually love blush, especially like with my scars, because I feel like it just like blends everything together and makes it look like more cohesive rather than like the actual like hyperpigmentation and
See,
stuff.
I've just noticed the
Yeah, it's
spots.
like it just like blends my acne together and it like looks really nice. But I used to really hate blush because I thought it was just like accentuating my acne. So like what was your thought process with that and what was your process with like launching a blush as like an acne
Yeah.
safe product.
So for me, whenever I had acne, my like complexion was so dull. Like I felt like I looked like a corpse. I was like, I just don't look healthy. And that was like one of the things that I struggled with the most when I had acne was like I just didn't feel like I looked healthy. And whenever I put on blush, I feel like it looked like I had this blood
Radiant,
flow
yeah.
gradient.
I feel
Yeah.
the exact same way with that. But I
Yes.
know a lot of people are like afraid of
Scared.
blush,
No,
yeah.
I totally get that. Yeah, I totally get that. But anything that just gave me like a glow and a little bit of color, that just made me feel like I looked so healthy. And honestly, like you said, it almost kind of blends the acne way.
It
Like even
does.
now, when I get a breakout and I do that kind of makeup, I don't notice it as much. It just
No.
kind of looks like it's just,
It's just there.
yeah, it's
Yeah.
just like there, and it, I don't know, it doesn't bother me.
Yeah, and if anything, I kind of use the blush as like my like coverage
Yeah.
in those areas, and I just think, yeah, it just like looks overall more like radiant and skin like versus like, which I'm so happy about because like the trends a few years ago with makeup was just like matte, no color, and then if you had acne, you just like end up like looking so like dull too.
Yeah.
So that's super cool. Wow, like that, I'm actually like so excited about this like for you, and I'm so happy that we got to connect. I guess
Me
before we
too.
end off here, like, what do you wish that people would know more about the realities of like running a small business?
Yeah, like I kind of said before, I just wish people knew how hard it was. Like, I think if you really knew how difficult it was, you'd be so much less likely to leave hateful comments
Right.
or to want to support. Like, even myself, I totally get it too, because if you don't know, you just don't know. But even before, I'm like, I've always been on a budget, you know? And small brands tend to be more expensive because you have
You
to
don't
do
have, yeah.
way smaller order quantities and they
Just
get
even the
cheaper.
shipping and like the
All
resources
of
we
the
have, yeah.
things. Everything is more expensive as a small business. Once you can order like large quantities and stuff, like everything goes down. So I was always kind of like, I just want to get something like affordable, this and that. But now I'm like so much more empathetic. And like, I also see so much more beauty in small businesses because it's like so much effort goes into crafting every detail. So I
And the
just,
thought, like you know that there was thought put behind like every single
so much
thing.
care behind
Yeah.
it. So now I'm like
Especially
obsessed.
because like we don't have the resources. Like we really have to think each decision through and each like packaging and everything
Yeah.
because like we don't have the money to be like, oh, scratch that, restart. Like, you know, like we have to really think about every single thing
Yeah.
so deeply.
So I guess like kind of different answers, because like I wish people knew that about what it's like to start a business. Just so there's like more empathy involved and also just more appreciation for like the art of the things that people are
The
creating.
creation,
Like it's
yeah.
really beautiful what they're creating.
Yeah.
But then for people who are trying to start a business, I feel like it's a different answer.
Okay.
Like I wish, like I hope those people know that like you just have to take it one step at a time. It seems like impossible to do.
Overwhelming, yeah. I
It's
know
like,
I felt like that in the start because I'm like, where do I even start? Like, I
yeah.
was like so lost, but I was like, okay. One thing at a time. Like today, I'm just gonna like focus on bottles. Tomorrow, I'm gonna focus on just the brand name or like whatever. You know, you just really have to take it like one day at a time.
Yeah, it's like I've had a lot of people say that they want to start a business and they're like, where do I start? It's like you just
Start.
Google something.
Yeah.
Like if
Jot an
you
idea
need,
down. Yeah.
yeah, if you need branding, like Google, what do I need to have a brand, like a brand identity, and then just start doing it, you know,
Yep.
just like one step at a time instead of getting overwhelmed by like,
I think building off that, like, don't leap into like, okay, I want a brand without even like having the idea. Like, I think you need to have like almost the idea.
you cannot stress this enough. You can't do it for the money.
Yeah.
I'm
Oh,
kidding.
well, that, yeah, first off
Like
that
the money
for
doesn't come.
sure.
So if you want to start a business just for the sake of like
Yeah. It ain't gonna
getting a
work. Yeah.
boss and like making money,
No.
it's just not
Don't
gonna work.
do anything else because
Literally anything
like
else.
anything else. I say the same thing with people who are like, I want to be a content creator because it looks so much fun. You like,
You make so
and
much
I'm like,
money.
and when people tell me, oh, I was posting for 4 months, nothing was working, I always tell them, post for 4 more years and then we can chat,
Yeah,
you know? Because I'm
literally.
like, because they think, oh, I don't want to go to post secondary, I just want to do this. And I'm like, okay, well, just the same as with a university degree, you put 4 years into work, you're not making any money, and you come out of it not even knowing if you will get a job. So you're
Yeah,
just like,
same
you're
thing.
just investing into yourself. Same thing with a brand. Put 40K into it, put 4 years into it, and then like see
Yeah.
where it goes. But I just think, yeah, like people think that, oh, I'm gonna do this to make money, and it's like, not, don't
I
do it.
think.
And yeah, don't do it for the wrong reasons. And don't say like, okay, I want to start a brand. What are my, like, let's think of some ideas. I would say like really dig into, okay, what am I passionate about, and what skills do I have that can actually like benefit
Yeah,
society and
if
like
it
other
doesn't feel
people.
like everything is aligning and making perfect sense, it's just not it. Like, in my opinion, it's
Yeah.
like your background
So then
needs to
you're kind
make
of
sense.
forcing the idea. You're forcing like the
Yeah,
idea of a
you're
brand
just
to
swimming
make a brand.
upstream at
Yeah.
that point, and it's
You're
already
not being a
hard enough.
jellyfish.
Yeah, you're not being a jellyfish.
Yeah, totally,
Yeah.
totally. I just think anything like too forced, right? Like it has to make sense for you. And I think even with my brand, like, yeah, to be honest, when we first launched it, it didn't really make sense with my personal brand. And I think switching it up to make more sense with that actually not only made more sense from a marketing perspective, but made more sense from me just making content around it, because now I feel so much more connected with it, and I can actually
Yeah, it's so much more
speak to
aligned.
it, yeah, as
Yeah.
personal, not just like, oh, I'm the founder and I'm speaking to it. So it definitely, and like, yeah, I think also too, don't focus too much on the failures. Like, even when you mentioned the possibility of you shutting down before like this all happened, you were still focusing on the fact that like you did come so far with making it. And I think that's so important to highlight, because
Yeah.
it's so easy to focus on like the failure of it, but at the end of the day, like, you did start something that most people do not do.
Yeah, and I feel like that's why so many people are scared to do content or start a business because they're like, how embarrassing when it's flopping. And it is embarrassing.
Yeah,
Like,
it
it really
is
is.
embarrassing. I did it
Yeah.
for literally years, and people would be like, your views are still not going up, and I'm like, yes, but I love it, you know?
Yeah.
So, but you really just have to, like, that's what I mean. Like, if you truly love it, like, you will keep doing it and kind of like take on that embarrassment. But if you don't, then like, it's, you're just,
It won't last, which
yeah.
is also fine. It's just not your
Yeah,
thing.
not your thing. It's
Yeah.
not gonna be from, I always say, like, not everyone, you know, if we were all brand founders out here, then the world wouldn't really work, you know? So like, it's not for everyone. But if you kind of have that like passion in you and you want to start something, you just like, don't be discouraged, and like, just start it, honestly. And like, who cares about, like, because I always say too, like, if 9 to 5 fails and we've tried everything, and at the end of the day we're like, you know what, this is just not gonna work anymore, then I can take all that knowledge I learned and like on to the next, you know? Like,
Yeah, I feel like everybody thinks they're like the only person to ever fail at a business.
right?
Like that's how it
Yeah.
feels. It's
it
like
does it does feel that
it
way.
makes
Yeah,
sense because like how many people do you realistically know in
no,
your life
yeah,
who have started businesses, right? So you do kind of feel like the only person to fail.
true.
But when you look at the statistics, like
Most
so many
people,
businesses fail. Yeah, most
and
people.
especially just
Yeah.
even after a few years of even operating, like, most brands don't make it past, like, even if they are like surviving, like, yeah, once they start to like try and scale up, like, that's sometimes when things go down, because it's like hard to keep, you know, everything in line. Like, how many people do you want to see on like Shark Tank, for example, who are like millions of dollars in debt because like sales were going really good, but then they bought a bunch of inventory and sales stopped going, you know? So
Yeah.
it's like, you, it's such like a timing and race to like line all the pieces up, and it's hard, but you know, it's also cool to try it, and it's kind of cool to take on a challenge, and then at the end of the day be like, I created this and people
Yeah.
are buying it, so
And
it's kind of cool.
it is like a kind of a good experience in a way
Yeah.
to fail at things.
Yeah.
Like you learn so much and it is so humbling. And yeah, I don't think it's a bad thing.
No, definitely. And like, at the end of the day, I always say, like, we put money into it. Like, I've put lots of money into 9 to 5, but at the end of the day, like, if I do lose that, like, obviously you take on that risk. And it's like, if we do like break even and then decide to like shut down the brand, like, that's what happens, you know? But right
Yeah,
now we're just
people
gotta
make investments all
all
the
the
time
time. Yeah.
that
So
you never know.
why not invest in something that you in invest in you and something that you are passionate about. And I always think, like, if you like, not everything is like amazing product, or at least not even just a good product, but not all things can be like marketed in a way that other people see the value of it.
Yeah,
But I
the
think for
stars
them,
don't always align.
they don't. But like, for a
Yeah.
lot of times, it's like, if you create something that like is so helpful for you, most likely someone else like will find that helpful as well. It might be like more niche or not in other situations, but I think it's so important to look at. Well, Brooke, thank you so much for coming on Loud Talk Lavi.
Thanks for having
It was
me.
so great to chat with you and get to know
Yeah.
you, and I'm sure anyone listening is like loving to hear your story because I love it. I like hear the passion what you're talking about. And I'm so excited just to see Jelco at Sephora one day. I see it. I definitely see it. Well, yeah, with that, I'll ask you one last question, which I do like to ask on this podcast. So what's something you love about your skin?
My skin. I love how like resilient it is. Like I cannot believe how much my skin is healed. Every time I look at pictures, I'm like, that's
Yeah,
insane
no,
that
your
your
skin
skin
looks amazing.
can bounce back like that. Like and just like in general, we're able to bounce back from so much, and
And
I
just
just think
heal
that's
and
like,
stuff.
yeah,
Yeah.
amazing.
And if anyone's seen Brooke on socials, her skin looks just as perfect in real life. It's actually insane. You have really beautiful glowing skin. I'll have all of her socials down below in the show notes of this video, as well as Jelco if you guys want to check it out. I'm so excited to try mine out. I'll definitely. If you guys want to see that, I'll probably put it up on TikTok pretty soon here. But yeah, thank you so much for getting loud with us today. If you're watching on YouTube, thank you for tuning in. And we also do post this podcast on Spotify, Apple, and all streaming platforms every Sunday at 7 a.m. MST. That is it for today's episode, and you'll hear from me in the next episode of Loud Talk Labby. Bye, everyone!